Well, welcome to our ninth session of Ascending Masters of Light. Here's Miss Joan. Say hello, Joan.
Hello, everyone.
There's Belena. Say hello, Belena.
Aloha.
This session will build on the energetics and concepts that we began to put in place in our last session. In our last session, the League of Michael and Gabriel transmitted holographic projections into our energetic field that will continue to be used to upgrade our ability to create stably and coherently. They told us that both the League of Michael and the League of Gabriel will remain with us as we journey into the ascension process. They will be with us to guide, protect, and transmit refined pure light frequencies from the realm of the all that is. Then they led us to draw from the many attention points that are within the spinning triadic system. These attention points will assist us to concisely create what is needed. The council told us that our ability to weave different energetic components of the expanded first triad and all of the triads will lead us into the levels of ascension that we cannot perceive at this time. We were led to draw that many upgraded attention points that are within the first triad and interweave them into the second triad. Through the spinning of the eye of Horus, the pineal, and the medulla oblongata, to create liquid light and also a golden nectar light, which begins to alter the communication system within the body so that it begins to function at a fifth dimensional level. They were scheduled to activate when we could hold higher frequencies of light. Melana just led us into a profound process that would change the narrative of the dark implants. The white fire dragons ask us to step into the alchemical white flame that alters anything that does not serve us with the element of love. The white flame of illumination reveals any dark implants that have been hidden for eons. Those have activated as we have increased our light quotient. The white fire dragons instructed us to remove each one and release it into the flames, which will fully engulf the imprints. They took us on a journey into our past to a point where the implants did not exist. When we reached that point, we stood at our full mastery and expressed what we do. Now, consent to any implants that does not fully support our prime directive. Next, we traveled to the corridor where we met our future version of ourself. Our future self placed a crystallized ray of pure healing light where each implant had been. All the implants that had been removed are removed for all time. The itinerary for today's teaching now are as follows. We will have an open discussion led by Joan and Melena. We ask that all those who would like to comment on the energetic process that we have received so far to please do so. Next, Melena will lead us into our cosmic crystal crucible, where we will take our seats with all members of our crucible. Then we will have an opening meditation through Joan with the League of Michael and Gabriel. Following our meditation, we will have a teaching session led by the Council of 12, and they will present upgrades to the entire triadic system. Finally, there will be a closing meditation led by the Council of 12 to heal another segment of the mental emotional body. So to help us the rest of the way, here's Joan and Melena.